You're listening to member-supported WBGO Newark, Jazz 88.3 FM, and WBGO.org. I'm Onifa Brown, and this is Saturday Afternoon Jazz, where we swing hard and take no prisoners. Happy holiday, everyone. We're live from the jazz floor at a very festive-looking J&R Music World. Welcome to WBGO and J&R's Holiday Jazz Party. Yes. It's an absolute privilege to be joined today by a master who has helped define the role of the flute in jazz for close to three decades. This native New Yorker from the South Bronx is equally at home in the world of jazz, R&B, classical music, salsa, and merengue. He started playing the percussion as a toddler, but as legend would have it, his fascination with a girl led him to find one of his true loves, the flute. Our guest is a Grammy Award winner who's played professionally by the time he was in junior high school. He grew up listening to the music of Tito Rodriguez, Machito, and Tito Puente. In fact, this flautist went on to serve as the musical director for El Rey. He's even studied with the legendary Hubert Laws. Our guest musician, composer, arranger, and bandleader has collaborated with such luminaries as McCoy Tyner, Ray Barreto, Eddie Palmieri, Celia Cruz, among numerous others. He also holds the distinction of being the first ever artist signed to GRP Records. Throughout his illustrious career, he's made over 20 albums as a leader. And fairly recently, he was one of several musicians featured on Ramsey Lewis's groundbreaking PBS series, Legends of Jazz. His newest CD is out on High Note Records, and it's called Come Fly With Me. Are we ready to fly?
Yeah!
All right, please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Richie Flores on the congas, Robbie Amin on the drums, Ruben Rodriguez on the bass, Bill O'Connell on the piano, and the one and only Dave Valentin. Dave Valentin on the flute, live at J&R and on member-supported WBGO.
Thank you.
Let's hear it. Dave Valentine, Bill O'Connell, Ruben Rodriguez, Robbie Amin, and Richie Flores live on member-supported WBGO and the jazz floor at JNR. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
That was the title track of your new CD out on High Note, Come Fly With Me.
Come Fly With Me.
Makes a great holiday gift.
If Frank was around now.
He would have been dancing out here like our audience has been dancing.
Maybe he would come up and sing, you know?
Oh, yeah. Better yet. Better yet. Let's talk a bit about your early beginnings and about your father, who was a merchant marine, and how his travels throughout the world perhaps influenced your introduction to different world music and percussive instruments.
Well, when my father was a merchant marine, he was on a luxury, the original luxury liners, and was the SS Argentina. So he went to Brazil and brought me back some bongos, some congas, and little scratchy things, that you, little bells and all that stuff. And I started playing percussion when I was five. And he had all the records. He had Machito, he had Tito Rodriguez, Tito Puente, Tito Lo Pancho, Amor Herrera, Eddie Palmieri, Charlie Palmieri. He all was in the house. So I grew up with that music. And eventually, I was playing in a band by the time I was 10. But I was playing timbales. I wanted to be like Tito Puente. But fortunately, I was able to be his musical director.
Yes.
And that was a great honor for me, including playing with Mongo Santa Maria.
What was the greatest thing that you took away from that experience?
The money.
The money. All right.
The greatest experience, the money.
A little
greenbacks
never hurts. Okay.
The greatest experience is to play with Puente, with Mongo Santa Maria, with Giovanni Hidalgo, Andy Gonzalez, Hilton Ruiz, who passed away, unfortunately, or was actually murdered in New Orleans. That's right. And, you know, I met when I did this Roson Roland thing at the Dizzy Gillespie, the Coca-Cola bar. Yes. We did a whole week featuring the music of Roson. And who walks in but the mayor of New Orleans? Mm. Yes, and yes. I went, oh boy, thank you, God. Thank you very much. And I sat down and I talked to him that on behalf of all the musicians all over the place, we'd like to know what really happened.
Right.
So that's what happened.
Right. I was going to ask you a bit to talk. You know, this past year we've lost a lot of great musicians like Hilton Ruiz and Ray Barreto.
Yeah, Ray, yeah.
And I just wanted you to say a little bit about the importance of the both of them, and then also make the connection that you have Chris Barreto, Ray Barreto's son, playing tenor. Right. A very beautiful version of Tad Dameron's If You Could See Me Now is highlighted on the CD.
That's right. Well, Ray was supposed to be a guest, but he passed away. So I called up Brandy, his wife, and I knew that. I had given Chris flute lessons when he was 10. So Ray used to come to the town house every Sunday so I can give him lessons. So I called up Chris, and one time we were in Europe, right, Billy? We were in Europe. And so Bill is playing... He's playing. Good.
All right. I was playing Bill You O'Connell. Can See Me Now, and Ray goes over to the mic and he starts singing along with
Far
me.
Far out.
So
that. Nice.
I said, we got to do this tune.
So he sang it. And don't forget that he was basically, he played with jazz cats in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, and all the.
Yeah, so Chris. Chris came in, he blew it out in one take. And then he walked outside and he was very, you know, to the point of tears. And I went back at him and I said, you know, your father schooled you very well, which he did. And your father was right next to you. And that was his favorite tune. Mm-hmm. Then I started to cry. And then I told him, men don't cry.
And what about Hilton Ruiz?
Hilton was a... In fact, we used to do We'll Be Together Again, and that was it was only done with piano and flute. That's the only, and even if he had a trio, it would just be piano and flute. So, but he was a great, great player.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our special guest is Dave Valentine, playing music from his new CD, Come Fly With Me. What do you have for us next?
It's called Easy Street.
Yes.
do a ballad.
Okay. You could see me now.
Yeah. This is dedicated to. This is dedicated to Ray Barreto and to Hilton Ruiz.
Ted Dameron's If You Could See Me Now, live at JNR. Dave Valentine, Bill O'Connell, Ruben Rodriguez, Robbie Amin, and Richie Flores. The new CD is called Come Fly With Me, and it's out on High Note. This is Saturday Afternoon Jazz. Hope you're enjoying our holiday party. I'm Onifa Brown. Glad to be here with you, and it's so wonderful to be with you, Dave Valentine.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about how you gravitated towards the flute and who were some of the flautists that have inspired you along the way.
Lou Tobacco and Frank West, James Moody, Herbie Mann, Hubert Laws, Paul Horn. I can go on and on and on and on and on.
So what's the story about how you actually selected the flute as an instrument? You went to music and art, and you actually got in.
I wanted to meet a girl that played the flute, Irene, and I had no interest in the flute at all. And she showed me a C major scale, and I played it immediately. So then I borrowed a flute, and I bought a Hubert Laws record. A Herbie Mann record, I'm sorry. And I learned.
Do you remember what the record was?
It was live at Newport. Mm-hmm. So, and I learned Coming Home Baby. Mm. So I went up to her about 3 weeks later and I played for her. And I figure I got her now. I know I got her. There's no way. She says, I've been taking lessons for 3 years and you come in 3 weeks and play like that. Leave me alone. So I lost the girl and I kept the flute.
Were you really able to get a sound immediately?
Yeah.
I remember practicing on, soda bottles.
Yeah, I immediately.
For months before I could get any sound.
But after that, it was a calling.
Right.
You know, I woke up today with a little bit of asthmatic stuff, so that's why I'm a little out of breath.
We won't make you talk too much. I'm sure folks want to hear more music.
But I love talking with you any day.
Thank you. Now, you mentioned Hubert Laws. Is it true that you actually heard a recording of his and then went to the Musicians Union book and called him out of the blue and asked for a lesson?
On a payphone, yeah. I said, I'm David Valentine, and I just bought your record, Flute Bylaws, and I would like to take lessons with you. He says, well, $15 a pop. I'll see you next week. And I took lessons for 6 months with him.
In the early stages, what was the most important thing that you got from him out of those lessons?
Don't come unprepared.
Don't come unprepared.
That's right. Never come unprepared.
That's a good one.
But he made me play the classical stuff, of course. But I really wanted to play the other stuff, and he would sit down on the piano with me and show me how he thinks about playing some stuff. It was a great experience.
We have a lot of younger people in the house today, and I'm wondering, for some of the aspiring young musicians who might be here, what advice would you like to share with them?
Well, whatever instrument you pick, just practice and listen to all the old-timers. Listen to the seed of the music. Like I tell one student, if you listen to Kenny G, you'll get acne. So... Oh, Kenny, if you're listening, it was just a joke.
So what's in your CD player? What are some of the things that you're listening to right now? Or your iPod? Do you have an iPod?
No. I'm old-fashioned. I don't have a cell phone.
Okay.
That's it. You want to call, you want to mail me, put a stamp on it, right. Send it out. Yeah. I don't need more information than what I need anyway.
So is there something that's in your heavy rotation playlist or something that you're enjoying listening to?
I listen to all the old stuff. I listen to all the old Tito Puente, Tito Rodriguez, Machito, all the old trio, stuff. En la vida y amores que nunca, all that stuff.
Okay. What do you want to play for us next?
We're going to do Twinkle Toes.
All right. Dave Valentine live at JNR and on member-supported WBGO.
This was written by Bill O'Connell. And believe it or not, it's inspired by Fred Flintstone. Because remember when he used to bowl? Twinkle Toes. That's. Thank you.
Dave Valentine live at JNR. Bill O'Connell, Ruben Rodriguez, Richie Flores, and Robbie Amin. The new CD is called Come Fly With Me. It's out on High Note. Are we having a good time?
Yeah.
Are you getting in the holiday spirit?
Yeah.
You gonna pick up your copies of Come Fly With Me?
Yeah.
I'm Monifa Brown. This is Saturday Afternoon Jazz. Having a great time, as you can tell. We all are here at JNR with Dave Valentine. And there are a lot of people who are listening all around the globe right now who have not had the opportunity to experience the uniqueness of a New York experience and what it's like to grow up in a multicultural world and place. And I heard a wonderful interview that you did with Dr. Billy Taylor where you talked about what that experience was like growing up in the Bronx. And you had this great quote where you said, walking down the hallway of your building, you could smell lasagna, chicken soup, and rice and beans all at the same time. And I'm wondering how growing up in the Bronx with so many different ethnic groups around you has influenced your music, or has it? Or what did you take from that experience that's affected your music?
If everyone was a musician, there be no wars. We didn't have no problem living with each other. And that was the South Bronx, no problem at all. And we respected each other's religious beliefs. And then we go out and play stickball and slugs and pitching in and all that stuff. But it was a great experience, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
Where can folks see you if they want to catch you again? Are you going to be on the road? And I thought I saw that you're doing some special jazz nativity.
Yeah, at Birdland.
At Birdland. Yeah, when is that going to be?
I'm not sure, but check the papers.
Slide Hampton is going to
be
performing.
Yeah, everybody,
the
whole nine yards.
Great folks.
And we're all dressed up in nativity stuff. I'm not sure. I'm Dave.
I guess you'll just have to show up to find out.
But I found out that Tito Puente had done the same role, and I was wearing his costume.
And really?
Yeah, they had to.
So a bit of a size difference. So, what do you want to play for us next?
Let's see.
That too will be a surprise.
Let's
do it. So stand by.
But the same temples.
A bit of conversation. His band is definitely a Democratic band. They're discussing right now what the possibilities are. You're listening to member-supported WBGO Newark, Jazz 88.3 FM, and all around the globe at WBGO.org.
We'd like to do a tune that I wrote called Encendido. Thank you.
Dave Valentine on the flute, Dave Valentine, Bill O'Connell on the piano, Ruben Rodriguez on the bass, Robbie Amin on the drums, and Richie Flores on percussion, live at JNR.
I'd like to thank BGO and JNR Music. Thank you guys very much. But basically, thank you guys for coming out and supporting live music. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you for coming out and supporting live music. Our broadcast producer is Josh Jackson. Music mix by Duke Marcos.
And my boss should be here, Barney and Joe Fields from High Note Records.
High Note.
I'd like to thank them too.
Yes, thank you. Thank you to Barney and Joe from High Note. Our broadcast team is Eugene Cha, Darren Jones, Brian McCabe, and David Talixson. Our executive producer is Thurston Briscoe, thanks to Sue Bryan, Bob Huber, and Charlie Bagarosa at JNR. I'm Onifa Brown, and this is member-supported WBGO Newark, Jazz 88.3 FM and WBGO.org. Yeah.